10 in the morning. This is Nyaneko. Hello. Good morning. Because this is a ramble, still have my morning voice. I apologize. But I think I'm gonna continue with these sort of, rambles in the morning. It's a good way for me to set a schedule for myself to, just wake up a bit earlier and get my day started how I want it instead of just rushing out the door. And also give myself time to be creative and force myself to just relax and do what I'd like to do. Because, like, for so many years with school and everything and work after that, it's just been a cycle of sleep when you can, get rest while you can, wake up early, be presentable, put on that mask that you do in front of other people. And I think I just lost myself through so many years of doing that, and, like, people do change, and, like, I think it's a matter of being more self-aware and aware of what you need as a person to relax and de-stress, just to find that, that thing that you enjoy and that you can lose yourself in. So hopefully, listening to me, if you've made it this far already, it's 2 minutes, congratulations, thanks for putting up with me. A few things on my mind as far as script writing goes. My cat is just staring me down. Like, why haven't you fed me yet? Please feed me. Yeah. Kind of in the middle of something here. I'll feed you in a moment. She is a rescue cat. Had her for, I think, 2 years now. I think she's about 5. I think that's what they had told me. Yeah. Anyways, she is great. She's really patient. She puts up with a lot. Like me. But yeah, like I was saying, a few thoughts that I had for scripts. As far as, like, character development and everything. Like, even a challenge. Like, you know those, nose strips that people use to clear their pores and stuff? Why not challenge people who haven't done it before to record themselves in the process? Like, it's more for my entertainment, honestly. Yeah, it's just purely selfish at this point. Could be, like, a BFE, GFE experience, boyfriend, girlfriend experience, just something fun. But the other idea I had was, revolving around an experience I had. It's just, like, your typical childhood friend turned whatever, except it did not turn into whatever. It actually never really started, but I was always left with that thought and that what-if thought, and just, I spent maybe about a year being hung up on that idea of, like, what could have been. He seemed like a great guy. I've known him since I was born, that sort of thing, but it's not like we were ever really, really close. We'd only see each other at, like, family dinners and things like that. or like a family barbecue or whatever, but it's not like we were neighbors where we would just hang out. I was very introverted as a child, so taking that initiative to ask if I could go over to their house to play or whatever, it didn't happen. And as we got older, we didn't live close again, so we didn't ever really go to the same school or same college or whatnot. And we were never single at the same time, or the only time we were single was when we were really young, or like not even dating yet. I think there was a moment when we were about like 13, 14. But again, it's like at that age, I was so shy. And what would we have done anyways? Like, I wasn't one to speak up for myself a lot, and just socially awkward all around, which kind of still is the case. But I mean, like at that age, honestly, it was like, do what you're told and all that stuff. But it's like I reached a point where I got over him. It took a while, but it was like that aha moment. Because I was in relationship at the time, and for whatever reason, we happened to just like, hey, how are you? Or I think we bumped into each other in the airport of all places. But I mean, that kind of sparked that period of time where I just could not forget about him. But the moment where I had that, okay, I can't do this anymore, was just the realization that the relationship I was in was a long-term one at that point, and we had gone through so much together. Like, there's ups and downs, obviously, there's fights and working through fights and just figuring out and getting to know the other person. And I felt increasingly more guilty the more I thought about this guy, this childhood friend of mine. And the moment I realized that there would be ups and downs with any relationship, like, I had been so obsessed with the good parts of what could have been, and just obsessed over that, like, oh, like, he would have been so good, he has a great sense of humor, his voice is amazing, blah blah blah. That is my cat, hello. But at the same time, I didn't know him well enough to know his faults and to know his weaknesses, as everyone does. Not to say that that's a bad thing, because knowing someone's weaknesses is, like, at that point, you know them, like, as they would hopefully know you, and you would be able to know how to support them and all that stuff. But like at the same time, worst case scenario, maybe they're just a dick, right? You never know. He's a really great guy, I'm not saying he's a dick. But like at the same time, I did not ever get close to him in that sense of really knowing who he was. I was just making up the ideal version of him in my mind. But yeah, things are great between us. I mean, like, we don't talk or anything, but we've both grown up and moved on. So I was thinking of writing a script along those lines. It's just getting in that mind space again, and I'm not sure if I want to do that too deeply. Yeah, so there's an idea if I were to get around to it, I probably will running out of ideas already. But yeah, it's been 10 minutes. Thanks for listening, guys. If you have any thoughts or comments or any requests, I'll try my best to do what I can. And, again, thanks for listening. Have a good day.